From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympic Games this week. Tufts University Korean Studies scholar Sunyoon Lee tells VOA it benefits North Korea in two ways.
Kim Jong-nam's visit to South Korea is part of North Korea's campaign to mesmerize the South Korean public into believing that North Korea means well and to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea.
Lee also said it buys time for the North to perfect its weapons of mass destruction program. South Korean announcement came as the joint North-South Korean women's ice hockey team lost to Sweden 3-1. The coach of the joint Korean team, Canadian Sarah Murray, said they had a week to play together.
The North Korean players learn quickly. They've been great to work with. They work really hard. So we've just been reviewing our systems, and we'll keep teaching and keep getting better.
She said Sunday's performance was an improvement over the loss received at the hands of Sweden in July. Senior officials of South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party met with President Jacob Zuma as pressure builds on the 75-year-old leader to step down. Mr. Zuma, dogged by corruption allegations, was replaced as party leader in December by the deputy president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Mr. Zuma, whose second term expires next year, is expected to face a new no-confidence vote. This is VOA News.